the Milky Way. A large, expansive spiral galaxy, roughly 75,000 light years from side to side. Home to the human race and many alien species, it swarms with activity. Every day, billions of people go to work, worship their deities, and fly off into the void. These are the daily doings of the known galaxy. This is Beyond Dockers. The Barnard Star Broadcasting Corporation started out small. This, however, was changed by the invention of the mug. Billions were sold galaxy-wide. David Brubin made the mug what it is today, smashed over such a large portion of the bubble that it now forms its own nebulous cloud that requires a permit and a license in porcelain navigation to navigate. It is the ceramic bedrock to the infamy of this station's staff. May Swallow's McThargoids restaurant has queues so large they orbit the local star several times. People are installing the old Star Dreamers just to survive the 8-week wait for a double tentacle and large McStiffy. But she always has time for a chat. We join her now as she goes through her morning victual serving rituals.
Oh, you get all sorts here. Hang on. Betty, I said give those trays a good rinse with your hose, not your nose. Anyway, we had the Aisling Duval in here the other week, with her bright blue la-di-da hair. She doesn't wash all that dye out, you know. Smells like it too. Well, she certainly smelt like ammonia and cheese, with just a hint of copper pennies to me. She left horrible stains all round the couches. Looked like someone had ridden a smurf over the whole restaurant. I was livid, and there were hundreds of blue curly hairs everywhere. I told Betty, make sure you get rid of that awful smell and remove all the hair you can see. Poor Betty, she came in bald the next day. She smelt fantastic though, like tulips and marigolds, with just a hint of drain declogger. Next time, that so-called princess can wear a McThargoid's bag on her head. I'm not picking blue spaghetti-head scraggly hairs out of my tentacle breasts again. Betty, these seats are sticky. I think this one has a Tharg special zesty ink sauce on it. That reminds me, we need more wet wipes in the dispensers. I blame that Jenny Taylor, the G1 racer. Comes in here all la-di-da, literally slipping on the customer's drool. It's the 34th century. Honestly, animals the lot. I could see more than one happy tentacle male for sure. Well, she grabs handfuls of wet wipes, headed straight for the toilet. Those are for customers only. And she didn't use a single wet wipe. She walked out of here with cream of Thargoid soup all around her lips, chocolate and vanilla whirl McStiffy dribbling down her chin. Disgusting. And I had to throw all those perfectly usable wet wipes away. Honestly, some people. Well, I'll stick half a credit on the McStiffies if people are going to be like that. Oh, I have to go. I remembered there's a hole in the toilet cubicle door that needs fixing.
Of course, some systems are more secure than the dispensers at McThargoids, and Hans Supp takes his job of securely securing the galaxy very, very seriously. Having finally hung up his boots at Barnard Star, he now provides private security for the galaxy.
Number two, it has come to my attention that you are being a bit, well, lax with security. You didn't even pat down that pirate who came through, and he held the barman up, stole his wife, and emptied his booty over the bar.
He said he had diplomatic immunity, sir.
The only thing diplomatic here is going to be the sound of my truncheon smacking you around the face, and I will quite happily diplomatically shove my handcuffs so far up your anus, I'll be able to lasso your tonsils. Then if you're really lucky, I'll remove them through the mouth. Get him back in here now!
Right away, sir. Says here he's one of the pirate dons.
I don't care if he's Pat Meweenie, inventor of the automatic truncheon. Send him in here.
What is the meaning of this? I have immunity from all of this. Look, I have papers.
So, Donkey Dick, I'm not having you coming through my back door whilst you completely ignore my number two. You can't swagger in here and not take a thorough examination from my privates. Do you see this notice right here? All attendees must submit to a full security check and search. No fucking exceptions.
I only came to see the Imperials versus a Federation roughball game. We pirates usually get a special immunity to protect us from likes of overzealous Federation fucktards like you. Ah! Vafanculo!
The Aldebaran Ars Annihilator. A move I perfected back in Imperial prison in the 33rd century. Can you retrieve that truncheon for me, number two? No, pull it out through the air. Yes, there you go. This one is called the fuck off out of here. You might want to take notes, number two. I learned this neck move on Barnard Station. I found it very useful over the years.
I'll get my notepad. Right, ready now, sir.
Hey, you can't put me in here.
Not as exciting as I expected.
But very effective, number two. Look at him going blue out there.
What are we going to do with his ship, sir? We can't just leave it on the pad. People are trying to dock. I have the registration here somewhere. Donitin, no. Donit, though. Donya won me baby. Yes, here it is. Don Keedick. He's on Bay 15. Ship ID, Don Key. Ship name, the Yawn.
Okay, number two. Destroy the Donkey Yawn with my large battle weapon. I'll whip it out of storage for you. It should be large enough to reduce it to rubble in a few pumps.
Canon Interstellar have the sharpest brains in the known universe. They spend their time so deep in research, hoping to discover new theories every day. However, research is not free, and every so often they must trade their wares to raise funds. On the docking bay floor, due to irregularities in their paperwork, Canon Interstellar are having their cargo inspected by none other than Mr. Jack Sofferlot.
Next.
This delay is intolerable. I demand that you allow us to leave at once.
Calm down, sir. I just need to clean up some issues with your paperwork. Then you can be on your way.
Fine. Just hurry it up.
Now then, it says here you are shipping 2 tons of experimental cheese. Could you tell me what is the value of this cheese? It needs a customs label.
My dear man, the value of this cheese is immeasurable. Why, the science that's gone into its making is, well...
Immeasurable. I'll just put the highest rate tariff band then. Class Z. Priceless artifacts.
No. What I actually meant by immeasurable is that it's worthless. Completely worthless. You can put it in the zero rate band.
I'll be the judge of that. What is the experimental nature of this cheese?
Well, it's very interesting. It's long been known that the males of the species can be induced to express milk by feeding them a cocktail of hormones, chiefly oxytocin and progestin.
So you're telling me that this cargo of experimental cheese is all bull?
Oh no, not bull. That wouldn't be a challenge. We have specially bred cockerels to produce this cheese.
How can they make the cheese? They haven't got any nipples. I suppose that could rub it out.
We gene spliced them to give them udders. They are small. You can drain one in about 5 seconds.
So you're telling me that you're hauling a cargo of 2 tons of cock cheese? Wait till they tell the lads about this one.
Is there something funny?
No, nothing funny. It's just one of those days.
Well, as you can imagine, it's been hard work, and I'm in no mood for frivolities. I've been milking cocks all week. I can empty 12 cocks a minute now.
That's just far too much information. I'm going to have to inspect the cargo.
No need for that. I have some samples. Why don't you try it?
No, no thanks. I'd rather not.
Go on. Eat my cock cheese. This one is a good starter. Lovely, soft and moist. You can try the blue-veined one too. And I've got a lovely hard one here.
Your papers are all in order. Just get out of my fucking sight immediately.
Are you sure? Don't you want to inspect my python? I wouldn't want to break the law, and I've got an asp full of cocks coming later.
I've told that to fuck off once already. Now get out of here.
The monks from the Sublime Order of Van Manen Star are a mostly peaceful sect who tend the contemplative gardens and lush parklands of O'Connor City. What many people don't know is that the brothers also collect and process bio-waste, created by the station's 150,000 inhabitants, before selling it on to agricultural facilities in the local bubble. Novice monk Turdus Migratorius works in the treatment and filtering plant, where he agitates the collected effluent and keeps everything flowing freely.
No, it's... it's great here. I hardly even notice the smell anymore. Oh, God. Here comes the dinner time, Lord. Oh, for the love of God, help me.
Facility, Brother Arsus Partus of the Enigmatic Lobes has a visitor. The esteemed method actor Dick Trickle has taken the habit in preparation for an upcoming role.
Well, you have to shovel this bio-waste into cargo containers, and if you don't shift 6 tons of it by dinner time, then you have to share a room with Brother Peast tonight.
Brother Peast?
Brother Peast. Lovely guy. Bit of a snorer. Sounds like a Lancaster bomber with a misfire.
Ah, well, that's not so bad then. I am not a light sleeper.
Oh, and he does like to wander around in the night. He's very quiet, though, so you mightn't want to sleep too heavily. He likes...
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll sleep through it.
...to teabag people during the night. I've been here 25 years, and I still can't get the taste of Johnson's baby powder out of my mouth. It's when the snoring stops that you really have to worry. Because that means he's wandering around.
Hello. My name's Ray. You're my new roommate, aren't you?
Fuck this for a woolen jumper.
Aw, you scared him off.
Now I don't have a roommate again. Can I share with you?
Go on then. But I'm wearing the ball gag.
Leningrad Orbital. A Generation 2 Orbis class starport. Old, rusty, barely operational. It orbits its planet like an obese child nagging its parents for a litre of ice cream. Affectionately known as Deuce by the locals because of its resemblance to a liquid bowel movement after a rough curry and being much the same colour throughout, rumour has it that the station got its name from a philanthropic gambling commander who, after a win in the Galactic Lotto, poured it all into its purchase and repositioning into the PSPF LF2 system. Sadly, the win wasn't a jackpot win, and costly improvements that the station badly needs remain entirely unfinished. The system, however, offers plenty of sweet goodies for comrades and proletarians, and the pirates also operate here, luring miners into carefully laid traps. Today, we follow Boris as he steps out from the transport from his home in the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire.
Papers, please, comrade.
This place really stinks. And is that one of T-29 transport cabs? Those were discontinued 80 years ago. Quite like the window. Oh, I don't think that is a window. Love the fluffy hat, though.
I'm not wearing a hat. Papers, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here.
So, tovarish, What brings you to Leningrad?
Work order 433/B, 4 weeks at security level 3, I believe.
Cubicle cleaner fourth class? You sure these are the right papers?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Nice joke, Dimitri. Hang on. Have you got communications node?
There is a hardwire you may use, Tovarish. Cost 50 credit.
Hardwire for 50 credits. It says on machine, insert 1 credit to use.
Communicator out is 50 credit. 1 credit to pick up the communicator.
51 credits.
Do you not wish for private communication?
Well, yes, obviously I want private communication.
Well, 50 credit per person per minute.
I only want to talk to one person.
Oh, well, in that case it's 500 credit.
Wait, how is that more?
Well, there are a few discounts I can offer. Can we record and use your conversation for training purposes?
Yeah, I think that will be okay.
Oh, well, in that case, just use the communicator for free, comrade.
Horace, my cousin, comrade. Why might you be calling me this hour?
You know damn well why I'm calling, Dim. What have you done with my 4334/B?
Oh, that little thing. I just adjusted it a bit more according to your abilities. You always were the clean one, cousin.
But I trained for 6 weeks for security job. Not the toilet brush wielder.
Ah, yeah. Well, you should have thought about that before you put your filthy hands on my Sasha.
Your Sasha? What are you talking about?
Don't deny it. You swept my beloved away with sweet lies and left my poor darling all sobbing with your betrayal. To think you would soil a wonderful body such as hers.
I swear to your Dimmy, I didn't know such thing.
What's done is done, cousin. They'll lose with a shame. I'll try and make up for what that's done. No, Sasha. Don't thou worry. Dimitri's here.
Of course. The galaxy would be useless if there were no rules to follow. Some, of course, think these rules are anarchic and pathetic. We join one of them now, who is going through the standard customs procedure. Well, it's as standard as it can be, given it's being executed by Finn Gerin and his reluctant friend, Doug Kittout.
Fuck, oh shit, bastard, fuck his hell.
Yeah, there's been a lube shortage in the Federation. After a fleet carrier parked itself inside Winard's Hall. It certainly stretched it beyond all recognition. Anyway, I've had to spit on the last 40. I could do with a Max Stiffy. I've got a mouth drier than a lesbian at a Chippendales concert.
I had one in here this morning, me love. He was still there this afternoon.
Unlawful declaration?
Too much suction, Baba. I had to make him eat sprouts and algae so I could get him off. My arm is bruised to buggery, me lover. Still, it's better than holding on to the nuts for leverage. Never heard a sound like it when it came off in my hand.
Oh, you'll get a warning for that. You'll be fine, though. I get hundreds of notices for getting people off. Right, I don't feel anything in here. Pass me the stamp, Doug. Right. Just going to staple this customs declaration to your large intestine. It'll dissolve in a few days. Any problems, just show them this. Open wide.
Can I go now?
Oh, yes. Thank you for using Hull Customs Services. We hope your visit is as smooth as your experience today. Would you like to suck on a free chocolate lollipop, sir? Freshly made today. No? Okay, have a good day.
The galaxy is full of people with itchy feet, and with billions of worlds to see, new animals and ancient civilizations, they boldly go where... No, oh, copyright. It's the 34th century! Right, start again. Just make something up. Oh well then. Now some cunts who like to go and see shit. Better? We join billionaire explorer Willie Stroker and Fanny Longburn as they, or should I say she, explores an Earth-like world for the first time.
Here in HIP 753. We're searching for the elusive slapper Sharkigator. Located on the beautiful Shartancorn River, winding its way through paradise, lives the magnificent slapper. Its speciality is the gear and pinion nature of its mouth. Using the central nervous system, it can rotate its teeth at 200 revolutions a minute. That's enough to shred an entire tree in seconds. The natives of this planet have taken my assistant, and also my long-term gorgeous fiancée, Fanny Longburn, to the location. Searching for slappers right now. It can be dangerous in there, so she's got her weapons out.
What the fuck's that? It's got 10 legs and 3 wings. It sounds at me. Is it much further? Get off me, you fucking flying dick! Is that a bee? Hate bees! Give me that spray. Take that, you little fucking cunt! Oh my god, was that so slimy? You've got claws, fuck off! This shit better not smell. Fuck's sake, I just put that on today.
As you can hear, she's making her way carefully through the jungle and paying respect to the local wildlife. It's always important to remain calm and treat any animals like any other.
What's this shit now? Fuck off, you big fairy frog cat shit bastard! Well, we've reached the fucking river, where we're supposed to see all the shark gators, and there's fuck all here. Nada. I don't see fuck all.
A lot of nature recording is patience, so we'll come back in a few hours to see how things are going on. Just make camp in the tent and wait. And stop fucking making all the noise, you'll scare them away.
I'm not sleeping in that fucking thing. I saw something crawling in there, the size of my middle finger. Yeah, the same middle finger I'm giving you right now, Willy Stroker.
Can't you fucking do anything right? You just had to walk to a river and take pictures. Oh no, you couldn't do that. Could you? No, you had to wipe out the only purple unicorn bee population in the galaxy. You killed an endangered frog cat, and God knows what the claw slime was, because we've never fucking seen one before. And you actually shot it so many times that you atomized it before we could see it.
Well, why don't you find all these wonderful creatures for yourself then? Fucking loser. You just sit there in that room watching the monitor giving creepy voiceovers. Ooh, look, a frizzle breath turtle fin. How fucking interesting. 6 months I've spent in quarantine foaming out of every hole, Willy Stroker.
You know I have a heart condition and asthma. You wouldn't want me to change the will, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Yes, well, it's just been a rough day, honey. Tomorrow will be better, I'm sure. Sleep well. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Kisses!
So, the elusive Sharkigator remains elusive for another day. Join us next time as we discover more fascinating creatures of the galaxy.
You never said there'd be fucking wasps to you, you little shit!
Until next time, goodbye.
Sometimes, we all get a fine, whether it's innocently knocking someone in the toast rack or being found with a pipe of a certain illegal chemical. Wait, that wasn't me. Who put that in the script? Well, someone has the lovely job of making sure these fines get paid. Taking up a new posting as the CEO of Federal Fines Service is David Brubin and his secretary Michelle Boots. Brubin got a promotion? What the hell? The man's an incompetent asshole. It says here, he saved the galaxy, repelled the Thargoid threat, and inserted... What's this? Redacted. There's 45 damn pages of redactions here. Oh, one final bit. As a result, David has gained several ranks in the Federation, and a more suitable outlet has been obtained for a man of his talents.
Right, Michelle. Still not got my head around this new posting here at the FFS. It's a huge step up from that speeding hellhole of Barnard Station. Ah, yes. CEO of the FFS. Federation Fines Service. CEO sounds majestic because it is, Michelle. Right, we have lots to get on with, and I've made a start. Just one or two terms I'm not quite familiar with yet. Federation jargon, I believe, Michelle. Like this one here. What do you know about scissoring?
I am not sure I understand the question, Your Mugginess.
It says here on this incident report, Michelle, blah, 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 violation 300 credit fine, scissoring, and then in bracket, runs. Fine issued last month. Suspect caught scissoring in Van Marlen's Star was trying to meet Federation deadline for package delivery.
Well, I know scissoring with the runs is a bad idea, especially in 0G. I really don't know, Your Eagleness.
Well, listen to this. The suspect began running and scissoring wildly and stabbing several monks while screaming jumpers at them, before inserting a letter into, I think that says, rear entrance. Then proceeding to say, deliver that, you fucking shiny bastard, stabbing them in the holy sack and ramming the scissors firmly up the monk's nose, where they were pulled apart and shut again several hundred times until his nose resembled a child's paper snowflake.
Let me see that, Your Magnificence. Ah, yes. I think they mean running with scissors, Your Gloriousness.
Running with scissors, Michelle? Well, there's a time and a place for these things. I stabbed my old business partner 50 times in the head doing just that. Still, I won that game of 0G jousting and gained 50% of the business that day. Send a message to them, Michelle. Where's my fucking credits? If I don't see some movement from you in the next hour, I'm going to take the 0G Tennis Champion 3294 mug, I'm going to twist your head around to 180 degrees, bounce it several times on the floor, and then proceed to play swing ball with your fucking face for a full 5 sets. Unless you pay my fucking credits. Send that to this fine dodger, Michelle. No holding back. I want the book thrown at him.
Message sent, Your Fantasticness.
You have a fucking message.
Oh, I've got a new message. Oh, it's from you, Michelle. Mug! That's very fucking rude, Michelle. Very fucking rude.
The Red Planet Taxi Service have recently moved into the luxury liner market, and their flagship, Big Red Taxi, has been plying the space lanes in Wolf 25 for some weeks now. We join Trace and Chantal in the food prep area on board.
All right, Chantal, I'll do business class and you do luxury this time, all right, babe? Tea, coffee, coffee, tea coffee, coffee, tea coffee, tea, madam. Don't be, madam. Enjoy your tea, madam. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea.
Ah, yes. Could I have an orange juice, please?
Tea, coffee. Coffee, tea.
But I'd like an orange juice, please.
Tea, coffee, coffee, tea.
Tea then, please.
Tea, sir? Certainly, sir. Enjoy your tea, sir. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea.
In episode 1 of Onesie Hull's production Beyond Dockers, adapted for radio in 13 parts by Brian Sibley. The part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stick. What? This isn't the credits. Who's got the credits? Where's the last pages of this script gone? Alice! Alice, you useless intern! Have you got the last pages of this episode 1 script? The time wormhole is open. I'm ready to beam it back to listeners in 2019, but the last pages are missing.
Sorry, sir. Here they are. They were still on the printer.
Hand them here. Let's get on with it. We're on air again, so get back to your cell. You have been listening to episode 1 of Beyond Dockers, a Onesie Hull production written by Simon Winard. The part of May Swallow was played by Helen Lister, Hans Supp by Danny Bush, and Jack Soflot by Ben Moss Woodward. Michelle Boots was John Jackson, David Brubin by Keith Wilkins, and Finn Gerin by Robbie Lister. With a number of other people who I have not been handed the names of yet, so they will not get a mention this time. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, business, places, events, locales and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual acting, good or bad, or real talent of any kind is purely coincidental. Onesie Hole Productions are not liable for any loss of appetite, itchiness or miraculous conception that you may experience while listening to this podcast. Now piss off, I'm full.
Tea, coffee, tea. No, you can't have a fucking biscuit. Look at the size of ya. Well, you tell your daddy then. He's a muppet and all. Oh, stop crying. Tea, coffee, coffee, tea.